Maisel says he was arrested after being thrown to the ground and pepper sprayed twice after he refused to leave the Union Terrace when police officers asked him to. He contends he was exercising his free speech rights at a public event.
I thought there was a chance that I might be, you know, politely arrested, as in, "Mr. Maisel, you're under arrest. Please come with us." And I'd have, you know, submitted and given the court a chance to make that decision. But there was no call for me to be brutalized and maced.
A spokesman for the Memorial Union Directorate, Hank Walters, says Maisel was violating a union policy that only allows circulating petitions in certain parts of the building. Food service areas, including the terrace, are not included. Several other candidates, including Secretary of State Doug La Follette, say they have gathered signatures on the terrace and not been asked to leave. But Walter says that's because union staff weren't policing the area at the time.
It's kind of like speeding, where it's enforced when somebody who is responsible for the policy is aware of it.
Walter says several candidates have been barred from gathering signatures on the terrace and have cooperated, but Maisel says he tangled with the union over this very issue 10 years ago while gathering signatures to run as a libertarian for Congress. He says at that time the union agreed to allow the practice. In addition to suing the police officers who arrested him, Maisel plans to sue the union for violating his free speech rights and may seek a restraining order to prevent enforcement of the no petitioning rule until his suit is settled. Maisel has a long record of suing over free speech rights and has won several out-of-court settlements. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.